Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Over 3/4 of online carts abandoned. Full global internet availability would increase economic output by £4 trillion. And the US hit out at China's new domain regulations. Digital shopping cart abandonment is at a level of 74.3% worldwide. Data from Sales Cycle shows that the Asia-Pacific region had the highest rate of online abandonment, with nearly 76% of all shopping carts assembled not making it to the checkout. However, no region differed from the global average by any more than 3%, showing that retailers are facing a worldwide issue in overcoming the problem. In the United States, over half of online merchants are retargeting adverts in order to contact those who have abandoned their cart before buying. A separate survey by multi-channel merchants even found that by retargeting, it gives retailers another touch point with consumers, with the success rates of emails triggered by abandoned carts showing they can actually have a positive influence. A recent study has suggested that increasing the world internet penetration rates to 100% would increase global economic output by £4.6 trillion. Currently, 4.1 billion people around the world don't have access to the internet, but with this increase in availability, it would bring around 500 million people out of poverty. The study conducted by PwC for Facebook reinforces the social network's internet.org project that aims to provide free internet connection to developing countries. However, whilst this is evidence to support the company's project, it would only offer users access to a few websites like Wikipedia and Facebook itself. In the event that Facebook's project came to pass, it's estimated that it would stand to gain up to $200 billion in the following 5 years. The US government has warned China that it could fragment the internet if it goes ahead with new online registration rules. In what would be the first update of Chinese online laws in over 10 years, the new rules would force every domain name owner to provide all personal information to the government. The United States Assistant Commerce Secretary, Larry Stickling, said in a blog post that the law runs contrary to China's stated commitments towards global internet governance processes. The Post also warned that by having its own laws around domain name management, China is threatening to fragment the internet, which would limit the internet's ability to operate as a global platform for human communication, commerce, and creativity. Latin America is currently one of the top global regions for e-commerce growth despite the economic decline in the area. The report from Business Insider shows growth in the region is expected to climb at around an average of 17% to $85 billion in sales in 2019, whilst year-on-year growth rates will decrease from 16 to 9% over the next 4 years. US retailers are focusing heavily on the area, with Amazon launching a Spanish-speaking Mexican site under a .com.mx domain. However, it's Brazil that's the largest market for the region's online marketing, accounting for an impressive 42% of Latin America's $47 billion in e-commerce sales. And finally, Amazon is reportedly looking to launch its Amazon Prime Now service in France. According to French website Journal du Net, the company has purchased a warehouse in Paris's 18th district in order to be able to provide users in the French capital with items in under an hour. The one-hour service was launched in 2014 in the US before arriving in European cities like London, Manchester, and Milan. Following this, the move into Paris seems to be an obvious next step, but there has been no launch date yet announced. However, It's been confirmed by Amazon that the new Amazon Fresh service will make its debut in the United Kingdom soon, which will deliver fresh groceries to customers in certain areas. And that's it from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.